Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds, where our biggest challenger is actually ourselves. Mind games.
Maris is a clinical psychologist, but around here we know him as our personal trainer for the mind. Starting a series this week, it's come out of an Australian practice called the Happiness Institute. They've noticed some common themes in happy people's lives, and now those secrets are out. Maris, what are your first two tips on happiness?
The first two to get us off the mark are counting your blessings, showing some gratitude, and cultivating optimism. These are things that we often don't really give enough credence to or think about. When we talk about showing our gratitude or counting our blessings, it's about really and openly and honestly being thankful for what we have in our lives. Not just material possessions, but people, experiences we've had, certain gifts that we've got ourselves or we've been given. And the other thing that's really, really important, like everything, I can't harp on about this enough, is writing some of these things down. When I write down how happy I am and how grateful I am that I've had a certain experience, I give it a different type of reality. And therefore, I make it a different type of real for me, and it affects me in a different way. And what's really good about that, and another really important thing to be able to do, is actually share this stuff with people as well. They say that happiness is doubled if it's shared. If I'm sharing my gratitudes with other people, then I get to hear about theirs, and we're actually in a dialogue about what we're grateful for, and it just makes the experience different. If you're grateful for someone or something that someone's done, then what better opportunity to actually show people and get into the habit of showing how much you appreciate people and how much you appreciate what people are doing. Again, we're talking that improves our bonds, and we're more likely to be able to help others and have others help us. So these are things that really, really help people be happy. The second thing is cultivating optimism. We don't often think that optimism or glass half full thinking or positive thinking is something we might have to work on or train, but you can actually do some work in that regard. Again, keeping a journal is a really, really important thing. If you're going to have a journal, then it's really important to be able to imagine who you want to be and how you want your life to be. And that gives you something to keep working towards. And that if we have this I guess, roadmap of the lives we want to live and who we want to be and how we want to feel, then we are already starting to work towards a positive way of thinking about who we are. But also in other instances as well, you can start to just catch yourself. Am I being pessimistic here? Am I being optimistic? Could I be more optimistic? What's a different way I could think about this situation so that I'm actually cultivating my optimism? If I miss a train, is it a really, really grievous misfortune that you've missed a train, you have to wait half an hour? Or is it an opportunity to sit in the sun for half an hour and concentrate on breathing some nice clean air, meet someone new, and maybe spend half an hour listening to music? These define the two different ways that you can look at a certain situation. One of them may potentially ruin your day, and the other one, if you can practice that, may actually improve it or make you much more likely to experience those moments of happiness. So at the end of the day, you're able to put your head on the pillow and say, yeah, I had a pretty good day today. I had a great day today. If you're able to cultivate that, then you're more likely to have a great day the next day too.